Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
Of the Daily Briard Superpower Hour. It is Tuesday, August the 19th. If you want to join the festivities, our phone number 347-857-3346, 347-857-3346. The show is powered by Red Briard, and our sponsor tonight is Paul Diamond's Magic and Fun Shop in Searstown. Listeners of the show, mention our name and you get 10% off all fart spray products. So we're going to see what was on tonight. We have had quite a range of guests the last two nights, but we shall see what happens. Going through the doings in politics today, got word that so far there have been 6,000 votes about in the early voting, and only 1,000 of those were Republicans. So a stellar job there by Broward Republican Chairman Tom Truex, who... someone might want to wake him up, let him know there is actually a primary, so he might not know that. So, Tom, stop worrying about those minutes and everything else in the in your meetings, and then get on the ball there. Make some phone calls. Get the people out. Did get some emails. The next BRAC meeting is right before the primary, the actual election day. And our first speaker will be talking about something on the November ballot. Our second speaker will be talking about something on the November ballot. And the third speaker... we'll be speaking about teaching kids about opening a business, which, of course, is of the utmost importance with an election just hours away from that meeting. Because there's no Republicans running, of course, you know, which is not the case. There actually are a couple of Republicans running, but that's BREC for you, the Broward Republican Executive Committee. Can't get anything right. Traveled around early voting today. Hit a few more spots we hadn't been to in recent days. Went up to Coral Springs to the Northwest Regional Library. It was dead. People were in the library. Lots of moms pushing babies to go to the library. And there were some candidates. There was one candidate. Bob Mayerson was there all by his lonesome. And a lot of campaign workers, and some people there for candidates running in the local election in November, handing out stuff. So then we also stopped by the African American Library, no voters there either. Wilton Manors, no voters at all. A few campaign workers milling about in the shade. The most fun we had was up at the Coral Ridge, which has been very popular with voters. the last few days. It's actually, we posted this video on YouTube. The setup there is so, it's in the open, it's in the hallway, corner of the mall, I think right by TJ Maxx. And they have, like, those ropes around some benches. I guess they're anticipating long lines, and people need to sit on a bench. And then there's the table where you sign in, and all the machines, where you show your ID, and I guess where they print your ballot. Then you get that, and then you have to cross the corridor, the hall, whatever, and there's the voting machines. And none of this is blocked from the public, so you walk up and down, past everybody, give anybody the stink eye, whatever you want to do. And there's a lot of workers, and everyone's, oh, early voting. It's like the blood drive. When you go by the blood bank bus, if it's at Publix, and you're like, oh, you try and figure out a good excuse not to do it. Well, that's the way they are, early voting. Talked to some people outside there. We had some Tea Party folks, other candidates out there trying to get the word out on some candidates. We also saw Jonathan Kaysen. He's running for a county court judge. He was sitting inside the air conditioning, not sweating with the workers. He's a busy and important person. So more on that in a second. We do have our first caller of the evening, so we'll go ahead and take that. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Timmy. It's Dale. How are you?
Hey, Dale from Wilton Manors. How are you?
I'm very, very good. How are you tonight? It's balmy.
We're peachy keen. Everything's coming up roses over here.
Oh, my gosh. It's like swamp heat out there today, though. My goodness
it
gracious.
Sure is.
So, listen, so I was just noticing that you were talking again about Court Ridge, and I called the other night, and I had forgotten to tell you something. First of all, you are right that it is adjacent to the TJ Maxx and the Home Goods, all the big lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting, right, because everything is all kind of cornered off, and it's got ropes, and you're thinking you're there for, like, a big premiere. The problem is that you're at the big premiere for a movie that nobody wants to friggin' go to.
That's right.
Right. It just seems like, and by the way, I had no idea that the ratio between the voting helpers, and I don't know, do they call them voting helpers or the assistants? What are they, volunteers?
Well, they're getting paid, so I don't think some are employees and others are getting paid, so let's call them helpers. That sounds pretty good.
Helpers? Okay. Well, apparently I was just doing the quick little math in my head, and it looks like it was 365 helpers per one person. And that sounds about right.
Yeah, I would concur.
Yeah, now here's the problem, though, is that when I first went in, and I did wind up helping, they were very, very helpful. In fact, there were about six of them that helped me in that one little corner there while I was voting, because I had a couple of questions on some stuff. So six of them were in there with me, and that was fine. It was a little cozy. But again, it's so balmy out. Anyway, the first time I went in there, though, the lines are so confusing, and it was just me, and there was some guy who was probably homeless, and then there was a TJ Maxx guy on his break, and damn it to hell, we wound up buying $620 worth of Home Goods shit.
What did you pick up at Home Goods?
Well, I got some, a little bit of a, there's like a Martha Ray or Rosemary Deans. I forget who was the racist, the old Southern racist chef. What's her name again? Paula.
I don't know. Maybe
Paula
Martha
Deans.
Ray
Paula
was.
Paula Deen. Well, I don't know if it's Martha Ray, but here's the, I think it's Paula Deen. But we bought some. She had some lamb butter that was on clearance for $3.49. That had the sticker. And then I bought some, there was like some picket fence posters, two Audrey Hepburn prints, so that means I have a grand total of 19 in my Florida room, and I'm trying to think what else there were. Oh, there were some gummy bears, but they were in the shape of dildos.
Which, always fun for the kids.
First of all, it was right up my alley, but here's the thing, though. Is that after we were done with Home Goods, I was so exhausted, but they did, all 365 of them did shuffle me off to another place, so I did get to vote twice. which was great. Timmy?
No, we're here. We're just still trying to compute the whole gummy bear dildos. But so you voted twice this time.
Right, right. And I can't wait to go back tomorrow. They were so helpful, and all of them were just – they were very, very helpful. And they said, look how easy that was. Look how easy that was. You know, and I said, well, it was easy. And they said, listen, when you come back tomorrow, you know, practice makes perfect. So I'm sure there will be a few more of them helping me in the little area there again. So, you know, kudos to them.
Well, you know, the voting machines I noticed were backed right up to a barber shop, and it's a very old-fashioned type barbershop, and we're almost tempted to stop in and get a shave and a haircut, maybe see if they had a few girly magazines laying around. But
that's so funny. It's so funny you say that. I've been to that barbershop before just for hoops, because the thing is that I went in there one time, and there's one guy has a very lazy eye. At first I thought he was checking me out, darn it, but he wasn't. He's an older gentleman. He has a lazy, lazy eye. If you look at him straight on, even though you're at the Coral Ridge Mall, the one eye is looking directly at you, and the other one is looking toward Miramar.
Well, we didn't run into him, but we're going to be going back, so we'll keep an eye, and maybe we'll get his name, and he can come on the show. And then there's also, I think, next to it there was a nail place.
Oh, yes.
And all the ladies from the nail place were taking a break because there's a table and an umbrella, which an umbrella in the inside is always quite interesting. Right next to it was a place, El Macaroon, which sells overpriced little French cookie things. There was nobody in there. It didn't even look like there was anybody working there, but it was open. So if you're in the mood
I've been there before, and let me just tell you something. It's not exactly being adjacent to the Champs-Élysées. I will tell you that right now. I mean, you're in Coral Ridge. Come on.
Well, they kind of try and take you and transport you, because you can either be a little slice of Tuscany or gay Paris, or you can be in the Orient getting your nails done and your feet, or you could be in Italy with a fine Italian barber singing That's Amore while you get the back of your neck shaved.
That's
actually quite a shopping experience.
I'll be honest with you here. Coral Ridge is sort of like the poor man's Epcot.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I said you hit it right on the head, and I don't even know if that's a pun, but that should be their motto. Because you've got Target, and you've got the old Navy. So you run the whole gamut of the Epcot.
Well, not only that, but if you go in the middle there, and there are some of them are right in the middle next to some of the kiosks, is you've got those really uppity like extras from the old Kung Fu TV series, and they'll give you a massage. But sometimes what will happen, it's not the massage I'm used to, but if I walk by there and everything, I mean, those little efforts will grab you, and they'll just say, listen, you know, you're getting a damn massage, and you're going to friggin' relax. I don't give a shit.
Maybe that's why the Jonathan Kaysen, who's running for judge, maybe that's why he was walking in the mall there. Maybe he knew about this little scam and wanted to get some free massages from...
Well, the thing is, though, yeah, you're right. I mean, the thing is, though, is it always seems like, I mean, they've got way too many staff members there, as evidenced not only by the voter, as you say, helpers, but not only the other staff people, and their stores are so damn small. First of all, when you say visit the Orient with that nails place, I mean, my goodness gracious, you have probably, I would say, all of Pyongyang in that little store, right? And the problem with getting nails there and getting anything done at that place, which, by the way, I always feel weird because I feel like they think that I'm going to give them something because they always have, like, that Michael Jackson mask on. But the thing is that in that whole area there, you know, whenever I go to that little Oriental nail place, everything, I always feel like getting a new nail job done 30 minutes later. I'm kidding.
Oh, Dale.
Yeah, now here's the thing, too, is that it being poor man's...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it being the poor man's the Epcot, you would think that you're done with that because you said Target, but you're missing so many other places there. Besides the nice little chink boys that are there in the middle, I'm sorry, the Asian individuals that are there in the middle doing their karate and their massages, is that sometimes Coral Ridge will have these little craft fairs, right? And by craft, I mean crap. So you'll have these people that are vending these little pendants out, and there's little things like they may have like a little pendant of Norman Fell, Mr. Roper from Three's Company that everybody seems to want, or some old pictures of old-time Fort Lauderdale, like from 1978. And then what is interesting about that, though, is if you go a little bit farther, there's even more crap, and there's additional crap, and there's a kiosk that just sells belts. Which I find very odd. Are there a lot of people looking for belt buckles and belts and kiosks where they could go to just Target or TJ Maxx or Ross?
Yeah, man.
I think there probably is. I think there is a belt shortage in this country, so maybe they're on the leading edge of the coming wave.
Well, there's got to be something because could you imagine? First of all, it's got to be high rent. Right, being at Coral Ridge, because, again, you're at the poor man's Epcot. And the thing is, they have to feed all those people, including the 365 helpers, the Asians, the Italians, the rest of them. But could you imagine being the owner of that kiosk, that Belt World or whatever the hell it is, which is right in front of Marshall's, and they have to sit there and go, you know what, Mary, we're not selling enough buckles. Where's our buckle? What's our buckle quota this month? That's going to be pretty stressful.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be out there tomorrow, but we're definitely going to be back. We might have to do an in-depth investigation on these belt sales kiosks at the Coral Ridge Mall.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, they're screwing somebody on the price, and it certainly isn't, and, you know, Mama Dale's blue-eyed boy, if you know what I mean. Anyway, listen, you're doing great, Timmy. I may call back a little bit later. But I'm going to go run over the little DQ there in Wilton Manors, and I'm going to see if maybe they can whip me up a little parfait. I hope you have a good night, okay? Kisses. Good luck.
Thanks for calling.
That was our regular caller, Dale, from Wilton Manors. It was off on quite the tangent tonight. Sometimes we just have to drop the right clue, and, you know, you ran with it, the whole Coral Ridge experience right there. It was a lot better. I hadn't been there, honestly, in almost 20 years, back when there was the Baja Beach Club, where the Target is. That's where Brits used to be, if anyone originally from Florida remembers Brits. And their cafeteria was, I think it was upstairs. And you can go upstairs on the outside. And that was called the William J. Talley House, home of the finest Salisbury steak in all of Fort Lauderdale. So, yes, where were we? Actually, we have another caller. If you want to call in, it's 347-857-3346. 347-857-3346. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
This is 8872, if you're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you today?
We're just great. What brings you to the show tonight?
Well, you give me a chance to have my voice heard. That's what brings me to the show. And you have people in office, and you're talking about the schools, and that's very important to me, to get to the parents, that they need to have the air tested in these schools. Not only now do they have to worry about toxic mold, but there's something worse than that right now.
Well, what's worse than toxic mold?
It's some kind, if you look at the trees, if people start paying attention to the trees lately and think about the trees when you were a child, you didn't see all that lime green stuff all over the trees. Trees look horrible now. And you know what's sad about the whole thing? It's worse in the rich neighborhoods than it is in the other neighborhoods. I mean, I go into the rich neighborhood.
Unbelievable.
Not only do I get the burn marks on in the palm of my hand, I also get the ones with blood in them also. So I don't know what it is, but the reason I can detect it is because of what happened to me at Broward General Hospital, like I keep referring back to. They say whatever that girl come into that hospital and injected me with the help of a social worker of the hospital in Broward General in 2004, and Michael W., who they had in the mental hospital, they couldn't get anybody in the daytime to get me and take me up to the mental hospital to try to discredit me. So they had to wait until 10 o'clock that night till Michael W. came on. You understand?
Well, when this Michael W. first came in the room, or this nurse, did you happen to ask?
Who the hell are you?
Or did you already know who that was?
No, I didn't. It didn't dawn on me who these people was until after the fact, until I had gotten out of the hospital, because, see, I was doing a lot of protesting. I was out there with the oral majority. You know, Bob Coons, he was the one who exposed Anita Hill years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I was out there with him. I was out there with the anti-war movement. I was out there on my own with the toxic mold issue and the toxic waste site, and then going down into the poor neighborhood. I was doing a lot. Why do you do that? That's really irritating. You know, does it. It may not be you.
I thought that was on your phone. I'm sorry. I'll get my engineer. He's going to snap my fingers. He's too busy watching ESPN news. Yes, he's the only one. Make sure there's no... Okay. Go ahead. Now, let's get back to the trees. You say you noticed, because of your experience at the hospital here in Broward, you now notice a residue on the trees?
On the trees, and it's coming from the air conditioning vents. If you look up toxic trailers, what happened after the Katrina and the FEMA trailers, what was placed into the FEMA trailers and how the homeowners were trying to sue FEMA, but they wasn't successful. It wasn't successful because they didn't stop there. It continued, and even the trailers, they got rid of the trailers, but they didn't get rid of the trailers. They put the trailers back out there and let people buy them for homes. You understand? And then when you turn that AC on, just read about what the homeowners, you know, said about the FEMA trailers. It's the same thing that's going on now, and they're putting it in government buildings, and like I say, it is worse in the rich neighborhoods than it is in the poor neighborhoods. Like the beaches areas and stuff like that, I cannot go there. You know, the homes around there, especially in public. In the stores, you know, who is that? I mean, you keep, that's, do you want me to call or not? If you don't want me to call, just tell me that, and I won't call and have that irritating person in the background.
I thought that, again, I thought that was your friend to call. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on.
It don't have anything to do with me.
But you're saying it's worse in the rich neighborhoods.
That's right. The more money you have, the worse it is in your neighborhood. And that's weird because these people haven't even noticed it, what's happening to them.
Well, you know, I've got an expert on the phone who might have some information on some of this toxic stuff in the neighborhoods. My engineer just got him on the line. Hello, are you there?
Yes, this is Dean Jensen. I run Jensen's Pest Control as well as AC repairs over there in Lauderhill.
Hey, Mr. Jensen, thanks for joining us. Now, you have some information on some of the toxic wastes?
Yeah, I was hearing the young lady talking a little bit about the toxic waste that actually can come down from some of the air conditioning units, and she's absolutely right. There's a little bit of a toxicity level. The half-life itself, on the the actual residue itself, it's going back from the Freon. For some of the actual capacitor tubes, it does leak quite a bit. I will say that I have seen some of the Melaleuca trees from your Sistrunk Boulevard all the way down to some of Powerline and 19th. But there is quite a bit of that residue that does leak all over the place. I have seen walking catfish within a year. I've also seen my share of a sort of a yellow-brownish color that the water will actually take on some of that toxicity as well as get rid of some of the capacitor half-life issues, and it will actually seep directly into the water supply. I have seen a lot of that.
Well, does that kind of match up with what you were saying, ma'am?
Yes, it does. I mean, a lot. And like I said, if you look up toxic chills, just like the, what's that, the one you were talking about last night that you want her out of office, Wasserman Rubin, Diane, what's her name, Wasserman Schwartz.
Diane what?
Yeah.
Well, her. Remember when she exposed the Chinese drywall?
Well, the Chinese aren't very good with drywall. I know the Chinese aren't very good with drywall.
Drywall.
Okay. Now, the Chinese themselves, I employ a Chinese guy, and he seems to be okay, but I do know that...
No. The Chinese drywall. The drywall that...
Oh, my apologies.
Diane Wasserman Rubin was talking about years ago, some years back. They were building homes out of this stuff, and then it was so dangerous, they said they don't know how to get rid of it. Well, how are they going to get rid of it? Drywall.
Yeah, and I think what you're actually referring to there is a PF7. The PF7 itself is what it is basically a little bit of a nitric and a carbon monoxide.
Uh-huh.
And what that does is they actually will take that residue and they will go ahead and actually bury it within 6 or 7.5 feet underneath, which is very adjacent to some of the actual water lines. Now, a lot of this information itself here, I really shouldn't even be disclosing a lot of this, but a lot of it will actually, that information, the information is not really readily available. But however, the chemicals itself, they will seep into a lot of your gardeners, a lot of your landscaping people. They will go ahead and they'll use that same water, and they'll go ahead and actually spray not only the Melaleuca, but there's also a Bischofia plant, which they will do as well. And you'll see a lot of that kind of coalesce and coagulate around some of the piping for some of the AC units. And a lot of them will actually begin to get very, very clumped together or around some of the pipes that are going in some of the elementary schools. A lot of times you will see those in more of your Lauderdale by the sea area.
It's in hospitals, grocery stores. Walmart,
well, that Holy Cross
Walgreens.
Hospital. The Holy Cross Hospital. You're absolutely
Holy
right.
Cross
that Holy Cross Hospital
is
the
cleanest.
Yep.
No. Holy Cross Hospital is a clean hospital, but the rest of them is not.
Mm-hmm.
At Broward General, not only do you have to worry about the toxic mold in there, you got to worry about this stuff as well. It's bad. And it doesn't stay inside the building because when you open up the door, that AC, that stuff goes out into the environment. And it's toxified the environment as well. Injected that into my body, it has me so sensitive that I can't even be in most parking lots. I have to be very careful. And they made me homeless. I've been homeless for years.
Yeah.
I've been
trying to do
medical treatment, and the doctors won't even treat me.
Mr. Jansen, Ms. Williams, if I can, if anyone else has questions and need answers, you can call in too. It's 347-857-3346. This is the Daily Broward Superpower. We have Mr. Jansen, who is a renowned expert here in South Florida in AC repair and pest control, and we have Ms. Williams, who is very knowledgeable in a lot of these things that go on under the radar here, the Chinese drywall, the mind control, and tonight we learned that about this substance that you may have noticed on trees, and I think we also mentioned walking catfish and direct energy weapons. So, Mr. Jansen, what do you do if you come in contact with a walking catfish?
Well, the first thing is you're going to want to do here, and again, I don't want to scare most of the public itself, but a lot of these walking catfish itself, a lot of these kids are running around here, they'll see some of these things. And what you have to do is number one, you have to make sure that you do not eat these. These are filled with some carminoxynine as well as formaldehyde. And what those half-lives actually will last. You get two of those half-lives, and there'll be a full life in there on the actual poison. So you don't want to eat these. You do want to go ahead and avoid these as much as possible. I will say that at Jensen Pest Control, what we are going to try to do here, as well as AC Repair, is we're trying to create you're probably familiar with the Brita water filtering systems?
Yes.
Yeah. What we've been doing is we've been taking some of our Toyota trucks, and we have a very large Brita-like. I'm going to say Brita-like because, again, it's a patent pending, it's pending a patent. A very, very large sort of Brita filtering systems itself for the water. So we only use that sort of Brita filtered water itself here, and we've been able to, at about a 62% success rate, take some of this water that's already had their heat in half-life, put the half-life before with the carotenoids, and actually been able to kind of take some of that lead as well as some of the poison away here and be able to distribute that to some of our gardening and our landscaping partners in the area.
Wow, that's some good stuff there. I hope everyone's taking notes. If not, you can follow us on Twitter at Red Broward or DailyBroward.
And may I just say this, Tim, I do need to run, but Ms. Williams, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm very, very knowledgeable. Tim, she's very, very knowledgeable on this. I would like to have another time. We could all have a longer conversation on this. I do need to get through. I have a 4 o'clock in the morning an appointment on there where I do have to do a full spray of the St. Thomas Aquinas High School football field. But I wish you many, many luck, Ms. Williams.
Take my information and give me a call sometime because this is very important.
We'll get him that information to Mr. Jantz. We don't want that to go over the air because we've been advised that not only are the authorities but even campaign consultants and salami sandwich doyens are monitoring our broadcast,
okay.
Which may account for a lot of those weird noises. We don't know. You know, these direct energy weapons, the gentleman last night was talking about that. If you have any experience in these things, 347-857-3346 is our number. The chat room is not open tonight, but we do have Twitter, email, Facebook, a whole wide array, mind control, whatever you need to reach us, we're here to help. What other concerns do you have right now about what's your biggest concern other than the stuff that's growing on the trees?
The chipping people, these cell towers, they're doing the mind control, B2K on people. You know, that's the voice of God, they call it. They use it in the war, and they tested it on the American citizens all over the world. This is happening. I know because here's a website. Most people do not like this website because they do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it's called freedomfchs.com. But there's a lot of information there. Freedom from covert harassment and surveillance. You know, because your computers, they're watching you through your computer, your TV, Big Brother, it's just no privacy anymore. And another thing I must say, hooray for those people in Missouri, Jason Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton out. Mm-hmm. Where were they when the police was down there in Miami at the Clinton fundraiser beating the hell out of me and threw me in jail? And I had never been in jail in my life. If it wasn't for the officer that I was talking to, the other one would have killed me. Where were they for that?
Well, I don't know, but we do have another caller who wants to address this issue.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Yes, and good evening, Mrs. Williams. I don't want to identify myself other than if you would maybe just refer to me as Philip.
Okay,
and,
Philip.
I have some direct information regarding some of the what she's referring to as the chips or the what we refer to also as mesmerize or we refer to it as a PSI unit, which is a PSI or the science unit of the government. Just so you are aware and just so your listeners are aware, the United States government, ever since 1956, during the Eisenhower administration, we have had a psionic or psy-ops branch that has been in effect, which we actually have gone ahead and classified certain portions of the population, and I'm ashamed to say this, but the majority of the time, the poor or the very urban areas themselves, where we have chipped, for to use her term, and been able to do a slight form of, we refer to it as puppetry, where we have been able to use or push or persuade certain life decisions for some of these individuals. And this has come in the form of your vaccinations as well as some of your vitamins that your kids have been using, as well as some of the people you've come into contact with just through certain pheromones, certain colognes, as well as certain skin contact, just brushing up against you at malls, like your colognes mall that we were talking about earlier.
Unbelievable.
What are the other... hello? Is everybody there? Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yes, okay, sorry, we had some, I don't know if that's the Illuminati. Talking about who's behind this, you say you have some knowledge. Were there any officials that you want to name, or maybe any celebrities that are a big part in this control of society?
I'm retired from the agency itself right now, but I will tell you that of the celebrities themselves, there are a number of different celebrities as well as some political names that you might be aware of from the celebrity side. Bronson Pinchot from TV's Perfect Strangers, he played Balky. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Miss Williams. There was a 1980s show. Also, Evie McClurg. And Jeffrey Jones, who played the principal on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he actually was an agent for us as well. And then finally, from the political side, I will say that there was one Ted Kennedy, and a name that you might know here as well, not necessarily from politics, but if you do remember Chuck Zink, or Skipper Chuck from the Skipper Chuck Show. He was actually one of our agents as well.
So you're saying that this group has had their claws into, like, some of the biggest celebrities and politicians, and they're actively manipulating people's lifestyle choices and urge to get vaccinated? Is that what you're saying on this show tonight?
It is. Again, I just want to be referred to as Philip, but Miss Williams is very, very close to being dead on in regards to her assumptions here. I do believe that not only has the government been doing this since 1956 itself, but we've been trying to sort of recreate a better human being just to be able to expand out some of their telekinetic as well as telepathic powers, your pyrokinetics, as well as some of your more clairvoyant folks. I will say that any time that you do see an individual who is a medium or a tarot reader, especially in your Oakland Park area, or especially maybe even in your plantation, so your older plantation area, and you wonder, why? How does that tarot reader, or how does that mind reader, or how did they get their rent? It's a really nice area. How are they able to actually do that if they're not an actual real medium? Well, I will tell you right now that they do have some form of ESP or clairvoyance, and I have personally trained a number of these individuals for the government.
Do you have any questions for Philip, Ms. Williams?
Yes. Do you know Dr. John Hall out of Texas? He's one of them who'll be talking about the B2K, the rape, the cloaking. The list goes on and on. Just like I said, check out StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares, even Jesse Ventura on Fridays. He showed Brain Invaders. Check that out, where they investigated some of this stuff. And Dr. Robert Duncan, his book. Get his book. And again, go listen
it's
to the
interesting
people
that
this is happening to.
FrankCharlieNSAM.com. It's very eerie that you did mention Dr. Duncan, because Sandy Duncan from the 1970s celebrity, as well as being on the Muppet Show for a while, Sandy Duncan was actually one of our agents as well here. You do remember probably
That's
the
right.
story with Sandy Duncan having a glass eye. Actually, one of those eyes themselves was a cybernetic implant. In addition to that, This is Dr. John Hall that you're talking about here. I am familiar. I do want to let you know I cannot divulge, as you could probably understand, a lot of the background of the program itself. But if you are interested in maybe reading a little bit more, I would probably look in for there's a number of different books available on this. One of them, including I Was a Teenage Hippopotamus, which is a code word itself here. Let me just tell you that just take the first letters of all the words I just said there. That would actually be available if you're familiar with the Dewey Decimal System. Probably go into your 200s. There are a number of different resources out there as well. Also, the V for Victory guy that you probably see out there on Federal or on Sunrise, who also says Stop the Mafia. I'm sure you're familiar with him. He is one of our agents as well.
What was that now?
Unbelievable. The V for Victory guy. You probably have seen him putting his signs out there on Sunrise Boulevard or on Federal Highway. A lot of people honk at him. He has a V for Victory, Victory over the Mafia. He's sometimes, if you've seen him, he is one of our agents.
Well, I can't get out now because the toxin that's in my body, and then I can't get the doctors to give me the right diagnosis, and then the doctors that are giving me the right diagnosis, they got to go underground, hiding from these other doctors. Now, what kind of crap is that?
This happens a lot. You're absolutely right, Ms. Williams.
All you got to do is send me either back into Holy Cross or any other hospital. And right now, Holy Cross is the only hospital that I can go into and feel and breathe the air in.
Well, the one thing I would warn you about Holy Cross Hospital is that there is a Dr. Mike Nelson who is in residence there, and I probably have already said too much, but do not go to a Dr. Mike Nelson. Reason being is that he's actually a plant, and he's a plant from Kazakhstan, so be very, very careful with that.
I'm telling you, I did contact all the way up to the top of Holy Cross. And I tell you, it was very spooky. I had went to that hospital a total of 12 times, internal bleeding. I still have not removed this toxin and so that was ingested inside my left fallopian tube. And then they had the balls to put on my medical record the Crohn's disease and schizophrenia. Where in the hell did that come from? You understand? That's wrong. And people should be worried about this, what's happening in these hospitals. It's like this is all over again. And let me tell you, I went to Georgia. I went to California seeking medical treatment. Everywhere I go, it's something on my driver's license or on my medical card that they grabbed me. I have been snatched 7 times and placed in a mental hospital. The first time I was in Oklahoma.
I can't believe that.
And Georgia. You don't have to believe it. Just look it up.
I'm saying I can't believe it. You sound perfectly sane to me. So, listen, I do have to go, but it was a pleasure talking to you, Mrs. Williams. Thank you, host, and hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon. Goodbye.
Philip, if you could.
I need some housing. I need housing, and I need my car. I need my stuff back, and I need the Bridgewater place. They evicted me and still have my $1,200 to this day. It's a shame what has happened to me, and nobody cares.
Well, it is a shame, and we wish Ms. Williams all the best to you. We definitely hope
you get
the help you really deserve, and we welcome you here anytime. We love having you
call in.
You're always brighten up the show. Unfortunately, a lot of this stuff isn't pleasant to hear, but I think it's necessary to let everyone be informed on what's going on around them. I thank you.
I can bring you a panel on if you want me to.
Oh, yeah. If you have more people who want to call in, they're more than welcome.
We can get Dr. Duncan's on if you want to. It's a bunch of them. I'll work on it for you.
That would be great. And you just call in and we'll get a panel together and see who else, could really get some answers out there.
Tomorrow.
But I'll put you on hold if you want to keep listening, and because we're coming up towards the end of the show, and then we'll hopefully hear from you tomorrow or on Thursday. Okay.
thank you. I'm going to hang up because I want to make some phone calls for tomorrow night. All right. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Williams. Thanks so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Ms. Elvira Williams. She's a firm believer in some of the information you'll find on stopthecrime.net. In her situation, obviously, there's some serious issues she needs resolved, not to make light of that at all. But it is good to have some fun with a lot of these theories that we think you all should hear about. We have another caller again here on the show. Hello, caller.
Hi, Timmy. Sorry, it's Dale again. Holy crow. Holy crow.
This is great radio.
My goodness gracious, though, I was sitting here. First of all, I was sitting in my Miata, and at first I was just waiting on a light. But I could not turn away from Mrs. Williams and everything that she's talking about with chips and with poison and with Holy Cross Hospital and staying away from Dr. Mike Nelson and then that other guy that calls in and he's talking about with Sandy Duncan, of all people, and cyber stuff and all kinds of things. I mean, I'm spent.
Well, a lot of it it's hard to digest, but if you heard last night with the other gentleman, you know, he had more a militaristic spin on things, but this is some serious information that's out there that people actually believe in. We're more than happy to help our listeners wade through all this and try and figure out the real truth.
Well, I made it home. And I was still listening, and I couldn't even believe it. And I was just standing in there and just shaking and just shaking my head back and forth, realized that the shades were open, and, you know, I didn't have pants on. But the thing is, though, because I was discombobulated, right? And finally, I sat down on the couch, and I had to call you back. Timmy, what? First of all, is she going to be back on again? Because, oh, bless her soul, she's been through all kinds of things. She has the Crohn's, which is like the farts and the shit, the poop all the time. And then plus she says that she has balls and fallopian tubes. That's absolutely crazy.
Well, we may be her doctor. She's going to make calls, and we'll get a full medical report.
That's Crohn's disease. What I just heard, that was Crohn's disease. I mean, because, listen, if she's got Crohn's disease, fallopian tubes, she's also got internal bleeding, she's got chips, and all, first of all, God bless her for being able to even call in and work a telephone. Oh, I feel so awful for her. Plus, she's drinking poison water.
Well, yeah, it's...
Are you there, Timmy?
I'm here. I'm just trying to... I don't even know what to say.
Well, it's just... Well, yeah, that's... Like I said, that's Crohn's disease. You know, the thing is that we've all had issues down there before and stuff, but now I'm really, really worried because, you know, if I go over to Club Manhole and I don't know the person... Right, but of course they're, you know, they seem like a nice, you know, strapping young Thai person, and I don't know whether or not that they're going to slip a chip in my drink now, or give me like a fallopian tube, or I don't know what's going on over there. I feel like I should just stay home for a while.
Yo, man, what's up with your gossamer spoke?
You know, actually we have a caller. I mean, I don't know if you want to hang on there, Dale. Maybe take a call.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and see who's on here with the – you're on the air with the Daily Broward Superpower Hour. You there, caller?
Yes. Yes, sir. I just became aware of something that is very secret, but I think you should know about it. I believe that Attorney General Kennedy, Terry Thurston, has a flux capacitor because he is able to live in two places at the same time. And I think that I would want someone as an attorney general who has a flux capacitor.
Dale, do you know anything about flux capacitors?
What about capacitors?
Flux capacitors.
I know lots of things about pumps, but capacitors I don't. Now, I will say that he's right, though. If somebody – I think that's called bilocation, which I'm not even going to go there anyway. But bilocation basically for me is like whether or not I'm going to Rosie's or Alibi on a Saturday. But still, though, he's absolutely right. Living in one place – oh, my – what is that, the Crohn's disease again?
Rectum.
Okay, but he's absolutely right. And you know, if somebody is living one place and then they're representing somewhere else, I mean, that's obviously wrong and everything. I don't know if that has something to do with Holy Cross or not. I don't know if you're like leaving.
Mr. Dale, can I ask you a question, if I may? Mr. Dale, what would you think if the man in question had a wife and kids in one house but then was living with a man in another? Would that raise a question?
I think, well, first of all, I think you nailed it right on the head. And for that entire situation, if you're going to ask my opinion, you know what I refer to that as? Thursday night at Dale's house. Now listen, Kenny. I'm gonna let you go. Listen, you boys take care and everything. And I'm gonna have to find a way to get through tonight. I think I'm just gonna take a big bath and sea breeze, and hopefully tomorrow I'll wake up feeling a little bit more refreshed. Toodles, everybody.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, uh-huh. That was Dale, and we still have the caller who thinks that Perry Thurston has a flux capacitor. On his,
I don't think it. I know it. And I think that he drives that big bus into the church and then it just goes away. I think he's like all Christopher Lloyd and shit. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not allowed to mention Christopher Lloyd on this show.
Oh.
Squirt.
Did everybody move to call him Reverend Jim?
Reverend Jim, you can, yes, you can, one moment. Okay. Anything? Any other information you have about Perry Thurston?
No. But like I said, I'm scheduled to talk to Week of World News. But like I said, I really like the show, so I just wanted to just say it first here.
Well, I thank you, and if you can get some pictures of these flux capacitors, call us back, and we'll get an investigation right away. We have George McFly, who's our investigator, and he'll get on that toot suite.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yank it, baby!
Okay, wow. This is, it's turned into quite the show. It's a lot of noises and other things. Wow. Okay. Got only a couple minutes left here. If you want to join the festivities, 347-857-3346. 347-857-3346. That's what it feels like tonight. Let's try and do a quick reset and set things up for tomorrow. Today's Tuesday. We're going to probably be back Wednesday, that's not for sure. Thursday, we'll definitely be here for the regularly scheduled show. Let's go back. We have an interview with Judge Ian Richards, which we're going to put up on the YouTube. Ran into him today at the West Regional Library and Plantation. A very nice conversation with Judge Ian Richards. He was nice enough to answer some questions about Commissioner Dale Holness. We'll talk more. We were in Wilton Manors at the early voting there, and there was a big truck with a big, it was basically an advertisement bashing a politician. We'll get on that tomorrow. Still going to follow up on the Andrea Gunderson. We had Joe Kaufman last night talking about Andrea Gunderson down in Miramar or Pembroke Pines, flaunting her endorsement by the Muslim political committee known as Emerge PAC, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So Blog Talk Radio, that's our homepage. You'll find it there. Look for Red Broward or Daily Broward. We have all our shows. You can download and listen to it anytime. when you're maybe working out or shopping at Publix, well, watch out for Publix because there's toxins. Not, I don't think that, but other people do. We're also on iTunes. You can listen on the podcast there. And all the links are on Twitter and Facebook. So we'll get something up on the website tonight. Didn't really get a chance to do it today. We're running all around from empty polling place to empty polling place. I want to thank our callers, Dale, as usual, from Wilton Manors, our Wilton Manors correspondent, and Ms. Williams, who is another loyal listener and caller, and she's stopped listening to the show to go set up a panel, so maybe we'll have a panel one of these nights to discuss a lot of these issues. Anybody out there who's interested in direct energy weapons and Nazi plots and microchips and bad hospitals in the area and walking catfish. We had Mr. Jansen, the pest control AC guy. I think it was Dan Jansen, Drake Jansen. And Philip, our resident spook, former government operative who was filling us in on a lot of the minutia and background and the inner workings of the government program, supposedly, implicating some beloved stars, TV, which just here's a good point to say the views and opinions expressed by the guests and callers of the Daily Broward Superpower are not necessarily those of the Daily Broward Superpower owner, management, host, and everybody else behind the scenes, and you can probably guess which opinions we don't actually endorse at all. So I want to thank everybody, and join us again tomorrow here on the Daily Broward Superpower Hour.
Who the hell are you? Unbelievable.